Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Heart, an outreach ministry of New Vision for Life Kingdom Builders. Our ministry website is www.newvisionforlife.com, where we align our heart with the heart of God. Please join our host, Bishop Etta Banks, as we get to the heart of the matter.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. I need you to hold for me already. One moment, beloved. I'm having some feedback, so just hold on one moment, please. Would you go ahead and do the morning greeting while I'll fix something here. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. Amen. Good morning. Mm-hmm. Good morning to each and every one of you all. We're so glad that you have joined us this morning. We just want to give our special shout outs, how we do every Saturday morning. So we just want to give a shout out to Ms. Joyce here in Baltimore. Good morning. We love you. Thank you for your faithfulness to the show. Good morning, Ms. Joyce in New York. Thank you for joining us for another Saturday. We thank you for your faithfulness. Good morning to Prophetess Dawn and Prophetess Kim. Thank you for joining. We appreciate the time you spend with us on Saturdays. Good morning to both Isaiahs. Good morning. Good morning to the Crawfords. Good morning to Michelle. Good morning to everybody that joins us each and every morning. Again, we appreciate you. You could be doing something else. You could be asleep. Whatever it is that you could be doing, but you decided to join us on the show, and we greatly appreciate it because we know that without you, there would be no us. So we just want to say thank you and let you know that we do appreciate you. We do appreciate you. So at this time, we want to go into prayer. We have an awesome live show this morning, so we can't wait to get into the meat of the show. But before we do that, we just want to give God some praise because he deserves it. You know that without him, you know, none of this could take place without him. You know, without him being the forefront, the leader, our guide, our director, none of this would be possible. So we're going to give him honor and praise and recognition right now. So Heavenly Father, we thank you. We love you, we adore you, and we need you, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness in everything that you're doing, everything that you are doing, Lord God. We just want to give you praise. We just bless your holy name and know that there is none like you. There is none like you, Lord. And we just thank you for the seasons that we're in. We thank you for the ones that have ended, Lord God. We thank you for the growth and maturity that took place. We thank you for the revelation and the knowledge that we gained, oh God. We thank you for clarity, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for just everything that you're doing right now, God. Lord, we know that you're working, that you're always working, oh God. And we know that you love us unconditionally in the name of Jesus. God, we know that sometimes we can be a handful. Lord God, we know sometimes we can be disobedient. We don't know what to say at times and when to say it, Lord, but you're always with us. You're always guiding us. We thank you for your peace in the name of Jesus, oh God, your sweet, sweet peace, God. We just thank you right now in the name of Jesus, God. I pray that you would touch those that are going through a hard time, Lord God, in whatever area of their life that they're in right now, God. We just ask, Lord God, that your peace would keep them in the name of Jesus, oh God, that your peace would keep them, that your peace would be their friend, Lord God, that they would call unto you, Father, in the name of Jesus, God, like never before. God, we know that we live in an evil world, Lord God, but we know that you are greater. We know that you can do the impossible, Lord God. Lord, we're not going to allow fear to overtake us because of what we hear on the news and what we read in the newspaper and what we see on social media, Lord God. We will not allow fear, Lord God, to take over, but that we will get on our knees and we will pray. pray. We will cry out to you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. And Lord, we just pray for our young people because they are the ones that are getting hit, Lord God. They are the ones that are dying on the street every day, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. And we just lift them up to you, Father God. I pray that your love would just overtake them, Lord God. Show them a different way, Lord God. I pray that the people that you have to minister to them, God, whether they're in a state where they don't feel like they can do it or they feel like they don't know how to do it, or maybe they're a little afraid right now. God, I pray that you would just break all that stuff up right now. God, break it up so that we begin to minister to these young people so that they may live, Lord, in the name of Jesus. God, they're dying too soon. Lord God, many are dying, don't have kids. There is no legacy after them, Father. Lord, I just pray that they shall live and not die. Lord God, that they shall live and not die. They shall live and not die in the name of Jesus, oh God. So we just thank you right now. We just thank you right now for all that you're doing. Oh, God, even though we see with our natural eyes what we see, we know in the spiritual realm, God, that you've already worked it out. So, Father, we just give you praise even now, and we just continue to pray. We don't give up. We don't lose hope in the name of Jesus, God, because you are able to do things. You can do the impossible. We've seen you do the impossible, God. So we know that you can touch the hearts of these young people, and they will and shall turn their lives around in the name of Jesus. Jesus, God. So we just thank you and we love you. We honor you and we bless you and we give you praise, Father, for there is none like you. And we thank you for this show, Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter, oh God, because Lord, we have to feel and know your heart, God, so that you can draw us closer to you, Father, in the name of Jesus, that your heart will touch our hearts, oh God, and that we would give up our will, Lord God, and receive your will and do what you tell us to do, Father, and be obedient in the name of Jesus, and not allow our circumstances and problems to dictate our lives, and not allow those things to be our focus, oh God, but let our focus be on you, and we'll see, Lord God, that our days would be different, that we would be happier, that we would be joyful, that we would be loving, that we would be forgiving, oh God, that peace would be in our lives at all times, because we know that you are in control and that we trust you. So God, let us learn to trust you and not just say that we trust you, but that our actions would show that we trust you, oh God. And we just praise you even now, and we love you and adore you, Lord God, for there was none like you, Father God. There was none like you in all the earth, oh God. So we keep you in the center of this show, and we allow you to guide us. We allow you to give us direction as we hear from you on the topics. Lord God, we just thank you even now. Lord, this show belongs to you, Lord God. We dedicate this show to you, Lord, that you may have your perfect way, so this show can make you famous. This show could reach the nations, oh God, and for those that don't know you, God, they will come to know you through this show, Heart to Heart. So we love you and we bless you, God, and we give you all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, beloved. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I tell you, it's good when you have a team working together. It's so good. And also, I wanted to say good morning to Deacon Thomas Farr. How are you, brother? Praise be unto God for you. Remember, folks, that Deacon Farr has, look, I almost call it our male counterpart to this show. His show is Issues, Christian Men Talk. Issues, Christian Men Talk. And I'm always encouraging you to tune in to his show and hear about ministry, hear about the men and wives, sisters, mothers. This show, Issues Christian Men Talk, is a show that you want your father, your son, your brother, your cousins and uncles, you want them to listen to, It's a place where you gain a lot of information on what God's heart is intent for our men. Deacon Farr, say good morning to our people this morning.
Amen, amen. Good morning, Apostle, everyone. Praise the Lord. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I'm fine, thank you. What's going on in the world of Issues and Christian Men Talk?
Well, we've been talking about a lot of things, but recently we've been talking about sowing seed into good ground. And are we good ground? Are our families good ground? And are we sowing into the good ground? So we've been talking about that and what men focus on. What are they doing to change the atmosphere in their homes, change their life, change the choices they're making? And is the word of God rooted and grounded in our lives? So that's what we've been covering the last couple of shows, programs. So you can always go to the www.blogtalkradio.com/DeaconThomasFarr and listen to the archive and listen to us live. I'm not live this morning, but we're usually live during the week, but you can always listen to the archive at the website. And and we just keep keep encouraging the brothers and the men, as husbands, fathers, and sons, to live a life out as God called and purpose for them and created them for. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, as always, we thank you, and you know that we support you and your show and what you're doing. Excuse me. So thank you ever so much. Thank you so much. Praise God.
Amen.
All righty, folks. Listen, this morning, I have the honor, the true honor, of introducing to y'all a very dear friend of mine and someone that I love dearly. I am, by the way, in Philadelphia this morning. I'm not in good old hometown Baltimore. I am in Philadelphia this morning. And it has been a joy being here, and it brought back to memories as I got to the Apostle's house. It brought back the memory the first day that I spent with her, the very first day that I spent with her. I was introduced to her by my godson, and I came to Philadelphia to see her. And I remember basically sitting on the floor at her feet as she ministered to me. And it was such a time in my life that I needed someone to speak life into me. I needed someone to speak life into me. And the Lord used this woman of God to really speak to my spirit. And we have been connected ever since then. I also have learned so very much from her on the natural human basis to the spirituality, to relationship with God, just so much. And oh, I love it when we get into our things where we are disagreeing, and in the end we come to the place where we agree to disagree, but then we get to the place where we say, you know, we're both talking about the same thing. We just went about it in two different ways, and it has been awesome. It has been an awesome, awesome relationship. And I also, as you're listening to the woman of God, I want to encourage y'all to listen with a very open ear and an open heart. And this is a woman that does ministry different. She does not do it the way that you normally would see ministry being done. She has a different way of approaching the Word of God and the people of God, and she makes it so interesting that you sit with your mouth like, oh, my God, are you serious? I didn't see that. How do you do that? And she can take the simplest things in life and bring, you know, such vision to it. And I just encourage you, you know, as you listen to her today, I encourage you to consider to meet her at some point in time and have this woman of God come to minister, you know, to your church, minister to your group. She's awesome doing women's ministry, awesome doing ministers all across the United States. She has ministers. She has leaders, business leaders, ministry leaders that she teaches, educates, mentors. She does it all. I mean, there's not much that she doesn't do, and I thank God for her. So without further ado, please let me introduce to some of you and present to others of you who already know her, Apostle Janine Griffin. Good morning, my love.
Good morning. Good morning. Bless God. Bless God. Well, you know, to all of what you said is to God be the glory. I tell you, because He is the lead and guide. He is the author and finisher of my faith. He is the one who I just ask and He drops and I tell. That's the way it goes. To God be the glory. I'm excited to be here this morning. We have had a ball here this weekend. I tell you, we have had a good time. It does bring back memories, and we are like twins a lot of times.
Yes.
Our birthdays are one day apart, and we are like twins many times. Even on different subjects, we see differently, but we always get to the same conclusion.
Mm-hmm.
So to God be the glory. I know the Lord has put us together. I love her just about as much as she loved me.
Amen, amen, amen. And you know, it's so funny, you know, when you have a relationship where you wear different hats in the relationship. You know, sometimes I'm her apostle, I'm her friend, I'm her mom, I'm her sister. You know, I'm a student of hers. I'm a co-laborer of hers. And we have sense enough, too, that when, depending on what topic we want to talk about or what subject we're talking about, we got to know which hat to put on. We got to know which hat to put on. Which way should I be coming at you with this response? I need to switch the hat and think accordingly. And we can do that with one another. So, again, I am so very, very grateful for her. So very grateful for her. Well, listen, y'all, what I am excited about today is the fact that she has done a ministry called Marketplace Ministry, and she has a training camp, a boot camp for the marketplace. And last week I was talking to one of my associates back in Baltimore, and who said that she has a marketplace ministry, and someone told her that she was crazy, that there's no such thing as marketplace ministry. And then I come here to Philadelphia, and my love got a marketplace ministry boot camp, okay? So na-na-na, boo-boo to whoever said there was no such thing. And so I'm going to ask Apostle to first give us a little detail about herself. You know, I want you to know a little bit about the woman of God and the different types of ministries that she has done. And then we're going to get right into this marketplace ministry boot camp. And I'm telling you, y'all, you better hold on. You better hold on, because this is good. This is good. So, woman of God, tell us a little bit about yourself, please.
Oh, bless God. Well, I've been in ministry since I was about 16, but I accepted the call to preach next year will be 30 years.
Wow, okay.
Next year will be 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
And so to God be the glory. Actually, I didn't remember that. She just now said. To God be the glory. I started out as a youth minister, just dealing with young adults. I started a ministry called Joy Ministry.
Mm-hmm.
It started out as Jesus in our youth, and then it was too long to write, so we wrote Joy.
Mm-hmm.
We came to Joy, and that's an acronym, actually, for Jesus in our youth. And we've been working on Joy ever since.
Mm-hmm.
And our slogan is, in His presence is the fullness of joy.
Mm-hmm.
And from that, Joy just expanded. We started Joy Village Worship Center. We started Joy Ministries Alliance not too long ago. We just branched out Joy in all different directions.
Mm-hmm.
We started Joy Academy. We started Joy Unlimited dealing we started Joy Unlimited to deal with those churches that didn't have by the way, my corporate background, I came out of corporate America. My corporate background is that I'm an accountant. And so finance is my background.
Mm-hmm.
So when we came into ministry, we recognized that there were many preachers, many churches that needed financial help. And so we started Joy Unlimited, which allowed us to do 501c3s and accounting work and what have you for churches, and that is our niche for clergy. So we've expanded that as well into now we do clergy, clergy taxes, we do 501c3s for churches, we do board consultations, and anything else that would help administrate the churches basically through Joy Unlimited. And in fact, we moved forward and started our accounting company in July to expand it to work further with and do compensation packages for ministries and kind of consult in putting them together. The IRS is changing, and so we need to be able to function like they do. And so we put together those packages as well. So we just started that in July. But in terms of marketplace ministry, God just dropped this in my spirit. I've been in corporate America a long time. And so I recognize, he said, the word is your greatest business plan. And from then on, he started dropping. And he started dropping. And I looked and compared the word of God to the business relationship. And all of a sudden, just like in Ephesians 1, the eyes of my understanding were enlightened. And he began to pour. And I recognized that the word of God is the business plan. It is not that we do business and then be motivated by the word of God. It's the opposite way. And most places will teach you the work, teach you the business, and put the word of God to fit into the business. But the plan is in the book. Plan is in the book. Every I teased in the one of other radio shows because there are 76 different marketing concepts in the word of God. In the word of God, we go out to a marketer and pay them gobs of money to think up a concept when there's 76 of them in the book. And so that's just a nugget, y'all. You got to come to the boot camp to get more. So we found so many things in the Word of God. And we're reminded that everything we need to do about life and godliness is in the book. So we don't separate our business life from our Christian life. Our Christian life, as we got saved, is for our entire life, every aspect of our lives. And somehow we have done what the world said and separated the fact that, okay, this is business and this is life. That's not true. Your life is in the book. And so I get excited. You can see I can run on and run on and run on. I'll be moving forward. But I'm excited about what God is doing. He intends for us. We were in here to take, we were brought to take dominion. And we need to take dominion in the marketplace. And we can only do it through the word of God. It is the standard. It is the one we know. We know the works. We know we have the truth. And we need to take the truth in the marketplace.
Amen, amen. I totally, totally agree with you. And I'm going to ask you to do something that might seem to be very simple. It might be to be very simple, but you know how we have buzzwords in ministry, well, in any form of our life, whatever culture you come from, there are buzzwords. And the buzzword these days right now is marketplace. And there may be some people that don't know what the marketplace is. So I'm going to tell you, the first time I heard the word marketplace, I immediately thought about the market, okay, when you go do your marketing, okay? And, of course, I had to realize as I'm holding conversation that that wasn't exactly what it meant. Tell us what were the term marketplace. What is the marketplace?
Industry.
Okay.
Industry. This is us going into industry, out of the walls of the church, and taking what we know into industry. We have already learned how to take it into the community. That's our outreach. But now we have to take it into industry. We have to permeate the seven largest, the seven industries of this world. That is media, that is we do the church already.
Mm-hmm.
We do education. We have to take it into education. We have to take it into business. We have to take it into the government. We have to take it into media. And two people are missing. Family. We have to do our family. Somebody else is missing. I got to get the last one. Somebody else is missing. I just missed one.
Mm-hmm.
But this is us taking it into industry,
mm-hmm.
And doing our business,
mm-hmm.
our business, our communication with customers,
mm-hmm.
clients, services, and products,
mm-hmm.
and taking the word through.
Okay. All right. So then, from what I'm hearing, nobody has to quit their job and become a minister. It's a minister in the marketplace. Go ahead. Yeah, I hear you. I see you rising up. Go ahead. Come on.
If you say you are a minister.
Amen.
That's
Amen.
First. Let's get it. Because oftentimes we're lost on the things that we've been taught. If
yes.
you are saved, you are obligated.
That's right.
To evangelize, you are a minister. The word of God is in you because Christ lives in you. And so the word of God is in you. And when you study the word of God, that word is in you jumps.
Mm-hmm,
it just
mm-hmm,
stomps
mm-hmm.
and recognizes.
Mm-hmm.
Recognizes. So if you are saved, you are a minister.
Mm-hmm.
That's number one.
Mm-hmm.
You're obligated to tell.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the way you tell,
mm-hmm.
we are teaching you to tell through industry.
Mm-hmm.
Many other people teach you to tell through community.
Mm-hmm.
Many other people tell through education. But we are teaching you to tell through industry.
Mm-hmm.
So that is your obligation.
Mm-hmm.
So with that said, all of us have the ability to tell the story.
Yes.
Now, you tell the story the way God gives it to you to tell. It may be your testimony.
Mm-hmm.
It may be just something you studied.
Mm-hmm.
It may be your experience with God, but you have an obligation to tell.
Amen, amen, amen. You know, and that's the thing that when we look at this, the fact that when you get saved, you become a minister of the gospel, you know, and you have to read the word of God and study and tell people, like you said, testimony, whatever the case may be. And nobody has to give you a license. And I preach that all the time. You know, when I go places and speak, you know, of course, we acknowledge all of the licensed and ordained ministers. And after I go through the pleasantries of doing that, then I come right back and then I say that now to the rest of you ministers who didn't stand and who didn't raise your hand, I give honor to you because every single one of us are ministers.
Yes,
every single one of us. Amen. And which makes us then, all of us, to a degree, we are full-time ministers, you know. We are full-time ministers. Those that have left jobs and occupations to let the vocation of ministry, you know, become where we are focused on, you know, and that's what we do, so be it. But everybody else, you, if you're a minister, if you're a Christian, you're ministering, you're in full-time ministry. Your life is ministry.
The definition of minister is giving somebody what they need. I'm giving you a simplistic
mm-hmm.
thing because I'm not looking at Webster.
Mm-hmm.
But it's giving what they need. If you look at I'm thinking about when Jesus was in the wilderness for 40 days. Afterwards, the angels came and ministered to him.
Mm-hmm.
That means they supplied him
mm-hmm.
with what they need.
Mm-hmm.
We have what the world needs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's the truth.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we minister to
mm-hmm.
the world with what we have to
mm-hmm.
give, and that's the truth.
Amen. Amen. I just real quickly Googled minister, and the first thing it says, a member of the clergy, especially in a Protestant church, and then it goes down as to attend to the needs of someone. Okay, it says here an example, her doctor was busy ministering to the injured. Amen. And so, and that is where that word comes from, and that. So for all of you who wondered, you know, are you a minister? Trust me, you are. When you administer the need to somebody, you are ministering. Amen. Now, folks, let me just say again, this is Apostle Etta Banks here on Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter, along with co-host Tabika Garnes, Minister Tabika Garnes. We praise God for her. And for those of you that are who have called in live, remember, as we are going along, if you have a question, you press 1 on your keypad, and we will pull you into the conversation. Excuse me, I'm so sorry. We will pull you into the conversation. So at this time, beloved, what I want to ask you is tell us about the birth of the Marketplace Bootcamp.
Well, it started with a vision. It was either a dream or open vision. At this point, I see it so clearly. So to me, it's an open vision at this point. I had a dream that I was walking in a forest. And as I was walking, this thing looked like the Incredible Hulk, for all you that remember the Incredible Hulk, kept jumping out at me and roaring at me. To stop me. And I kept saying, move out of my way. I'm trying to go somewhere. And he would do it again. I'd walk a little further. He'd do it again, jump out and roar at me. And I said, I had to, you know, move out of the way. I had to go somewhere. Until he finally couldn't stop me from going where I wanted to go. So he just would be irritated. He would hide behind things like the trees. And I could see him clear as a bell, but he'd be hiding. And I walked further. And finally, I walked out of the forest. He did not come out of the forest. I walked out of the forest into a beautiful field. It was a field, sun shining bright, grass beautiful, just the prettiest pasture you ever see. As far as I could see to the left and to the right and in front of me, all I saw was green pasture and sunshine. But in front of me was a table, a picnic table, and there was a man standing at the picnic table. And so I walked, and he was bright. For some reason, he was bright, but he was bright. The whole scene was bright, so, and he was bright as well. And so I walked up to the man, and I said, can you tell me why he keeps following me? And I looked back, and the forest was back there, and he couldn't come out the forest. And he said, he wants that key you have in your hand. And I looked down, and in my hand, I had a cylinder like architects have. And so he said, let me show you. And he took this cylinder from me and opened it. And inside it was a paper, a blueprint. And he spread it all the way across the table. And it was full of symbols and formulas and all kind of stuff, you know. And it looked like the answer key to, you know how you had the answer key in the back of the book? It looked like the answer key. It had all the problems and all the answers. And he said, see, and I was mesmerized. And he said, see, this is this, this is this, this is this, this is this. And I didn't hear what he was saying, but I was so mesmerized that I had this in my hand. And I said out loud, I didn't know I had that in my hand. And I woke up. And I recognized when the Lord began to download Marketplace Ministry to me, he brought that back to me. And I recognized that he said, you have the answer key for everything in life in your hand, and that's the word of God. And then he began to download after that. And when I realized that he gave me the eyes to see the word of God as in business, I believe that he gets in that scripture when he says, he opens your eyes of understanding for the journey that God has created for you to go on. Your eyes of understanding have to be enlightened so you can see the way and what to do on that journey. And I believe that the Lord opened my eyes and enlightened so I can see in the Word of God the business plan, the business process, where it goes in business, how to use it in business. The same words that I've been looking and preaching in for years, I now see in a total different way. And that's so exciting. And I think that's what excites the people in Bootcamp.
Amen. So now, how long have you been presenting it?
I have been talking about this for at least, six years. But we did our first bootcamp. As I put all the data in one place. We did the first boot camp the end of June. And I put everything that the Lord has taught
mm-hmm.
in 5 days.
Mm-hmm.
It's a boot camp.
Mm-hmm.
It's a boot camp. We start at 9 a.m. and we don't end till 5 in the evening,
mm-hmm.
all day for 5 days.
Okay.
Because it's a lot of information. It's a lot of retraining of thinking
mm-hmm.
and of viewing the Word of God. So we spend the first day just trying to retrain and make sure we're all on the same page before we can go any further.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a boot camp. It's intense.
Mm-hmm.
It is a lot. But that's what a boot camp is.
That's right.
That's what a boot camp is.
That's right. Amen. Amen. And do you have scheduled anything coming up anytime soon?
We have another boot camp coming up October the 14th. Through. We're only going to do this one 4 days. So it's October the 14th through the 18th.
Mm-hmm.
We're excited about that. It's here in Philadelphia at the Marriott Courtyard in Bensalem.
Mm-hmm.
We start same time. 9 a.m. in the morning. We end at 5 in the evening for the 4 days.
Okay.
We're excited about that. We want everybody to join us.
Mm-hmm.
The website for the boot camp will be up tomorrow. Tomorrow morning. It should be up tomorrow morning because I think it's scheduled to go up the 1st
mm-hmm.
of September.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So it should be up tomorrow morning. You can go on that website. It is favor3000inc.com, and just look for boot camp.
Okay, now and repeat the website again.
It's favor3000inc.com,
amen.
And just look for boot camp. In fact, it'll show up right in front of your face when you get on the website.
Amen, amen. Now, of course, most of my followers, you know me and know how I operate. And so y'all can look forward to a boot camp coming to Maryland. You can look forward to boot camp coming to Maryland. You know, when I see things and so forth and so on, I do my very best to get it right there, you know, at New Vision, get it home, you know, so New Vision can have it and everybody else in Baltimore can get to it as well. And look, my sister, daughter, friend, co-laborer, minister, what else, mentor, all of that, you know, she's more than willing to accommodate us, amen, more than willing to accommodate us. So we're looking forward to planning one for the Baltimore area. Go ahead, beloved.
Well, I wanted to just give you a little bit of nugget of something from the boot camp that we teach. We teach out about giving, starting a new territory.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a business already. So we're talking in the boot camp, we talk to people who aren't going into entrepreneurship, and we talk to people who are already in business.
Mm-hmm.
And either one of those, you still benefit from, either one of you will absolutely benefit from the boot camp.
Mm-hmm.
So for those that are already in business and thinking about expansion, and going into a new territory to be able to start to expand their business.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus sent the disciples out into territory 2x2.
Mm-hmm.
So we teach you 2x2.
Okay.
Because there is a direction of how to go out in a new territory.
Mm-hmm.
Straight from heaven. It came straight from heaven. We know it works. Because they evangelize the world.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
So it is absolutely the plan, piece by piece, step by step, on how to open your business in a new territory.
Wow.
Come straight out of the world.
Wow, that's awesome. That's awesome.
Straight
And what is so interesting, excuse me, the world thinks that, you know, when they do things, that they think that they're doing something new, they're doing something fresh, you know, and so forth and so on, and the models that they follow and so forth came right out of the Bible, And it is amazing. It is amazing. Even to terminology that they use, you know, slogans that is used and so forth, we can find this in the Word of God.
So many things. When you need to know how to sign a contractual agreement, well, what a contractual agreement should look like. It's in the Word of God. It's in the Word of God. Now, you got to come up to the boot camp to find out where, but it's in the Word of God. When you want to, there is a standard marketing plan, a standard marketing plan, just using that one, not even the 76, but just using the standing marketing plan is in the Word of God. I'll tell you, it's found in the book of Mark. I'm not telling you no more. You got to find it. You got to find the book. But there are the Word of God also has symbols and formulas, principles. Those same principles don't change. God is the Word of God said, "I am the Lord thy God, and I change it not." Therefore, those same principles work all through life, in any part of your life. So they work in the business. Oftentimes, we don't use them in business. We use them in our lives. Sometimes we don't use them in our lives. Amen. But we use them in our lives, but we don't use them in business. But they work the same way.
The same
but they're his principles.
All right. Awesome. Well, as I look here at our switchboard, I see that there's several numbers here from your area, and anyone that's here from this area that attended the first boot camp, if you would like to share your testimony on what your thoughts were about the boot camp, please press 1 on your keypad, and we would love to pull you in and tell the world what is it that you got from the boot camp. So anyone that, okay, here we have one. Just let me pull you in. Okay. All right, beloved, good morning to you. Your last four digits are 0349. Good morning to you. Hello, beloved. You pressed 1 on check your mute button. Be sure you're not muted. You pressed 1 on your keypad.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was talking away. And no one could hear me.
No, we couldn't hear you.
Oh, Lord, good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Apostle Rosalyn. Yes. You know, as she was speaking, I was one of the fortunate ones to participate in the boot camp that we had back in June. It was an awesome Holy Ghost power-packed filled event. And as she was talking, she talked about how our mindsets need to be changed. And one thing that I remembered that popped up in my spirit was I remember, I believe it was after the first day. It was after the first day. I went home that night, and most of us are churchgoers on this line or affiliated with the church, and the deliverance that goes on from time to time. I went home and my stomach was turning, and I just started to pray, and then before I knew it, I'm throwing up in the trash can and all types of things, and I said, "God, what is going on?" And the Holy Spirit said, "I'm breaking old mindsets. I'm breaking old mindsets." So, you know, to God be the glory. We have been praying and interceding for the camp, you know, weeks before and months before it took place, and that was one of our prayers. But God was literally delivering us by breaking old mindsets and old thinking.
Amen. Great. Amen.
Good
morning. That was awesome. Now she said something that brings a question to mind. Would somebody that is not affiliated with church, would they be able to attend the boot camp? And is this a place that they would find, you know, comfortable for them to be?
They would, because, first of all, the atmosphere was so safe because we're all learning together. And so and they would be learning the Word of God, simplistically. And it might be easier for them than those of us who've already had a thought process already and have to change it. At least they came in and don't have a thought process, then they're getting something new.
Right.
We're getting some of us were getting things that we had to change.
Right.
You know, and so yes, it's a place. Plus, it's always a safe atmosphere. Any place, any training, anybody knows that it's been any training that I've been in, I create a safe atmosphere by making it all about God.
Amen, 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 amen. Apostle Roslyn, thank you so very much, sweetheart, for sharing that. Thank you, and we thank God for your new thought process. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. To God be the glory.
Amen. Amen. And look, while I have you on the air, let me again say congratulations to you and your fiance. Look, you have to get a new thought process because you're becoming a wife.
Yikes. You know, yes, so indeed. I haven't thrown up in the dressing over that yet, but but to God be the glory. Thank you so much. Yay. I'm getting more and more excited.
Awesome. Awesome. Wonderful. Wonderful. All right, folks. Again, you are listening to Heart to Heart. We're here where we get to the heart of the matter. This is Apostle Etta Banks along with Minister Tabika Garnes. And excuse me. And we're here with Apostle Janine Griffin, our guest today. And this is about Marketplace Ministry Boot Camp. If there's anyone else that would like to have pose a question or would like to share their experiences with the boot camp, please be sure to press 1 on your keypad. Press 1 on your keypad. Okay. And Minister Garnes, I know I already have you keyed in here. Is there anything that you would like to say or ask at this point?
Yes, ma'am. Good morning. I first want to say good morning to Apostle Janine. Good morning, Apostle Janine.
Good morning, woman of God. Good morning. It's a pleasure to hear your voice.
Yes, and yours as well. So my question would be, which probably maybe a lot of people are wondering, what is the cost of your boot camp for the 4 days?
For the 4 days, the current cost is $399 for the 4 days. Mm-hmm. There is now on the website as of September 1st a scholarship of $100. We do have a donor that that does supplement us for scholarships for a number of people. It's up there for as long as those scholarships last. So it is a $100 coupon. We also invite you to invite somebody else. And so those of you who have been, so you can invite somebody else and come 2x2, and it's additional $100 off for the one person mm-hmm. that you invite. Mm-hmm. Those of you who have been there before, we offered you this, that you can come for $99 if you bring somebody with you as well. But our boot camp includes all of your materials and everything, and you will walk away with the materials,
mm-hmm.
with the materials, mm-hmm. to God be the glory, because we don't want you to keep it to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
We want you to either get to introduce it to other people so that they can then attend the boot camp and get the full knowledge of it as well. So that's our cost, and we're looking forward to it, to all of you being there in October.
Amen, amen,
amen.
Amen.
Anything else? I have another question. Yes, ma'am. So the other question is, how is the boot camp relevant to those that work like a 9-to-5 or 9-to-6? Like, if you could give us maybe like a vision, or is it where we're talking to people, you know, our coworkers, or having Bible study, or is it where you're actually going to a company and you're making an appointment to talk to, you know, the company leaders about the Word of God? So help us get kind of like a vision, or how is it relevant to the 9-to-5, 9-to-6 job?
Amen. Well, I could go this in nine different ways, but let me try a couple of them. One is God has given each one of us something to do in this earth that gives him glory, and something that you're passionate about. Whether you go and take this information and you're going and working in a kitchen, in a kitchen somewhere, you can still use the same tool wherever you go. it not only is talking about, because they're tools. You understand what I'm saying there? It's information to use, it's tools to use in the marketplace. So it doesn't mean that you're starting a business, or it doesn't mean that you are in business and you're moving forward. You can use these tools anytime. Remember, they came straight out of the Word of God. And understand that they already are a part of your life, mm-hmm. especially if you're saved. If you're not saved, you'll be saved by the time you leave. Amen?
Amen.
But if you're saved, they are part of your life. You are learning to use the tools in a different way. And so it doesn't matter where you are. It is the thinking that changes on how you use the information that is in the Word of God. That's why it's based on the Word of God first, mm-hmm. and then to the marketplace. Does that make sense?
Yes, ma'am, it does. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Okay, so looking at this, when she says it is the thought process of the person that receives this information,
mm-hmm.
it is how they change their thinking in the marketplace at work. So when you ask, was it necessary, go ahead.
Let me give you an example, and that'll help.
There you go.
One of the things that we say is you can't start this day without prayer,
mm-hmm.
without asking God. Everybody knows you got to get your marching orders. I say it all the time. You got to get your marching orders from God every morning.
Mm-hmm.
So it's in the place, it's in your life when you before you leave the house. You've got your marching orders from God for your life. When you get to work and you're standing there with your coworkers and they're your good friends, listen, let's get our marching orders how we're going to affect this day and do this work together.
Mm-hmm.
The same, you're using the same tools. Does that make sense? You're using the same tools in the marketplace. Mm-hmm. So now, imagine what happens. So let's see what happens when you pray.
Mm-hmm.
What happens when you pray? The atmosphere changes.
Uh-huh.
The results change.
Uh-huh.
So now, things that you might have thought about as a group, and you get them to do it as a group. Maybe it's only two or three of you, and you decide, let's pray. That's why they don't want us to pray in school, because they don't want to change what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
But we know prayer changes things.
Mm-hmm.
And so, therefore, when you go in your job, you remember you are salt and light. That's right.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
You are salt and light. When you go into an atmosphere, things are supposed to change.
Uh-huh.
You're supposed to influence like salt does. Salt changes the taste and the atmosphere of everywhere it goes,
mm-hmm.
with everything it's added to. And light brings truth to dark places. Darkness is ignorance. Light brings truth and brings truth to places that are dark and ignorant.
Mm-hmm.
And so here you are, the child of God that has all of the information that allows you to be salt and light.
Mm-hmm.
So whether you stand there with three people and start to pray, or whether you stand there with three people and give them, listen, I woke up this morning with this devotional tool right here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give it to you and you and you and you. You're just in my team.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be what we focus on, and we're going to do all of our work according to this today.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see where we end up at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
That's how you begin to use your what you have in the marketplace,
mm-hmm.
if you're in a workplace
mm-hmm.
process. And these are your friends. It may not be that you can spread it out. It may be that you have an awesome relationship with your boss,
mm-hmm.
and you say, listen, this is who I am. And you might want to go up and say, I had a great thought this morning. I learned this scripture. Whatsoever you would that men should do to you, do you even also to them. That's the one to others that you would have it do unto you.
Mm-hmm.
To treat people like you want to be treated.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way the world says it to us. So I'm going to take this, I'm going to say this to everybody, and we're going to treat each other. Let's try all just this one day to treat each other like we want to be treated. See what happens.
See what happens.
See what happens.
Mm-hmm.
See what happens. And I just use that as an example.
That was a great example.
Familiar to people.
Yes.
That's familiar. See what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And then, as one of the companies on the internet. It was I listened to different company heads, CEOs, who are saved and who have now taken their word and made it part of their business, made it part of it. And there's one company, all they do is put the word on the end of their invoice.
Okay.
On the end of the invoice, they just have a word from God. On the end of the invoice.
A scripture.
The man said, just the interaction with the vendors changed. They were grateful to have the word at the end of, and he said, all I did was put it at the bottom of the invoice. Changes interaction. Because remember, that's the truth. And remember, you were salt and light, so it changed the dynamic between him and the vendor.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And that's all he did.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. All right, Minister Tabika, I see you now going to work.
How you already know?
Girl, you know I know.
You already know. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
How many of you signed the end of the memo, blessings? God, how many of you put the end of the memo of scripture? Something like that. Just something simple. But something simple.
Now, with this being said, Lady Joyce, you know, I don't know if you're thinking this, but this is what came to me. Oh my gosh, the question on how much you should share in your teaching class, how much you should share there, what you could share there during that time. I remember conversation about that. And here we got a marketplace boot camp, you know, now on how to be able to share information with people. And, you know, sometimes, listen, when Apostle Janine just said about putting your scripture at the end of an invoice, you know, first of all, let me say this. A lot of this is going to begin with, it all is going to begin with you. It's your mindset changing. That's where it's going to start. Even if you never said anything to anyone, when you learn what you learn in here, your thought process changes, and it's how you will respond, not react, how you will respond to what's going on in your workplace, and that changes the atmosphere of the workplace. It changes it. So it's first seen in you. You are the first evidence of the minister in the marketplace. And so I thought about you, Lady Joyce, as we were talking here just now.
Remember that the Holy Spirit is your leading guide. When you make up your mind to make a difference, the Holy Spirit will lead and guide you. He's obligated to lead and guide you in all truth. So he will tell you the way. It'll drop in your spirit, and as long as your mind is open and your spirit is willing, the Holy Spirit will lead you on how to do it and how to be effective.
Amen, amen, amen.
Amen,
Pardon? Oh, okay.
Go ahead, Apostle, go ahead.
Okay, honey. You are listening to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter with Apostle Janine Griffin out of Philadelphia, and we're speaking about the Marketplace Ministry Boot Camp. We only have, well, it says 2 minutes here, but you get it. Amen. So, again, those of you that are here online here that attended the boot camp, I'd like to get one more testimony, if we could, please. So if you would press 1 on your keypad to give a shout-out to Apostle Janine and to let us know about your experience, it would really be appreciated. It would really be appreciated. Just press 1 on your keypad so that we could get your comments in. Okay.
Apostle, I wanted to say one thing. I don't see anybody pressing 1 yet. I just wanted to say one thing because I believe Holy Spirit is impressing this upon me to say, for those of you that heard the cost and said, oh, man, I can't afford that or I don't have it, don't let that deter you from taking this boot camp, because when there are things that are dear to us and close to our hearts and finances become the question, the finances become the issue and we start questioning it. Sometimes that's a deterrent for us to get the information. So because this is something that God would want us to do as far as sharing his word, just ask God for the money and I believe he will give it to you. So, you know, just don't let what you hear when it comes to what things cost, don't let that stop you from getting the information. I truly believe that if you ask God for the money, he will give you the money to take the class. So just keep that in mind. She says she has one coming up in October. That's not that far, you know, you know. And so start asking him now. And then as he gives you, you know, sometimes it's in little increments. Put that away. You know, this is my fund for the Marketplace Ministry boot camp. So I'm putting this in the jar for that. So, again, don't let money stop you from getting information and gaining knowledge. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for that, beloved. Thank you so very, very much. Amen. Mm-hmm. There was something. Oh, I know you don't have it yet. You don't have it yet. But first, just let me say, when Apostle said that you will receive the materials, y'all, with me being here in Philly, of course, I got the opportunity to look at the materials. It is plenty, plenty of paperwork here for you to take home and study and go back over and so forth and so on. It is worth the information in here. Now, my question is, at some point in time, are you going to write the book? Because everybody is not going to get to the boot camp. Everybody is not going to hear about it and can get to it eventually. Because I know while this is fresh and new, you know, the in-person stuff is vitally important. Are you ever going to write the book?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
That's a prophetic word. God is eventually we will get to making it a solid, making it solid marketing. The book, it'll be more than one book because we actually do each day in a volume itself.
Mm-hmm.
As we solidify and bring things into and do the boot camp more and more, we will make a book when we have all the material solidified. We want to try to incorporate most of the questions that people would ask as well into the boot camp. And so so what we'll do is eventually put it in the book.
All right. Amen. Amen. So it will eventually be in a book. That's good. That's good. And I'm telling you, I love the material, you know, that she has. I really do love it. It's very good. Very good. All righty, the last chance for anyone else to, I should say, hit your buzzer. what's the word? Press one on your keypad. We'll take one last comment. We've already run over time. We'll take one last comment if there is one. And if not, we're going to go ahead and close out. Also, Apostle, please give us the name of the website again so people can go to your website and check it out.
The website will be out up tomorrow. It does come up on September 1st. It is Favor, F-A-V-O-R, 3000, Inc., I-N-C, .com. And the boot camp will show up right in front of your face at that point. We are looking forward to you. I want to just address what Minister Tabitha said about the finances. Remember, we tell our people, if you don't meet the need, if you plan to need, we got to give you a harvest.
Amen. Amen. Very good. Very good. Also, we do have one caller. The caller, your last four digits are 2974. Good morning to you, beloved. How are you today?
Good morning. Hi, this is Brother Ron. I attended the boot camp and was heavenly blessed from the information, the fulfilling of the Holy Spirit, and just the dissemination of the information, and even the, I'll call it peer-to-peer, the variety of experiences for many of the participants there shed light on quite a few areas of application. I'm a type of learner that look towards immediate application.
Mm-hmm.
And the apostle actually taught that piece out day to day in all 5 days. as a matter of fact, I'm involved in business development and have attended the variety of Christian marketplace teachings. And the difference with Apostle Deneen's approach and what you actually get from it, as I said, immediate application, but more importantly, the word. That she is led by the Spirit and dissects that word, look at the application of the word, and it's not whereby you look at your business and then come to the word. You actually are in the word, and as God leads you in your business, and that's the fulfilling, and that's my testimony that I actually received in that. It has enabled me to live the word in the marketplace, as opposed to looking for the word in the marketplace, if you understand what I'm saying.
Yes, sir. Yes.
So for me, it's living that in your business, it's living that in your life, it's living that and applying it for the large and the small. So as what was shared a moment ago, for those of you that heard the fee for it, just it's real simple. Just pray on it, and the Spirit would lead you and provide for you to be at this at the next boot camp in October, and I really encourage you to come to it. You will be blessed. It's a life changing word and application for how God will lead you in the marketplace for that purpose and mission in your ministry, as well as in your life that has been given to you. So I just wanted to share that. Apostle Deneen, good morning.
Good morning. Be blessed.
And I look forward to the next boot camp.
Amen. Amen. Thank God for the glory.
Thank you so very much, sir. Thank you. I really appreciate your comments. And I have to be careful on how I say this as well. You know, so many times on my show, the majority of the listeners are women. We have few women that do come on. And so whenever I hear the male side of whatever it is we're talking about, my heart is truly blessed. So I thank you so much for stepping up to the plate, sir, and sharing with us this morning. May God continue to bless you in your endeavors and what you do. May you prosper in every area of your life.
Amen.
And may God continue to
Amen.
Walk with you in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 All
thank
right,
you. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. All righty, folks. We have come to the end of our hour. We want to thank you again, Apostle Deneen.
It's been a pleasure.
Amen.
Pleasure.
Amen.
I enjoyed it myself.
Amen. So we do thank you. And remember, folks, again, this is Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. And for those of you that are in the Baltimore area, please go to newvisionforlife.com, and you may come and worship with us any Sunday morning at 11 a.m. So we encourage you to come and be a part of an explosive experience with the Holy Spirit, Amen. So listen, take care, everyone. Have a great day. And remember, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. God bless.
Thank you for listening to Heart with Bishop Etta Banks. Heart to Heart is an outreach ministry of New Vision for Life Kingdom Builders. Please visit our ministry website at www.newvisionforlife.com. As always, beloved, I pray that God will bless you and bless you mightily. And as he does, you will turn around and bless someone else. And then that person will turn around and bless someone. Then that person will turn around and bless God Almighty for the blessings that he bestowed upon them. And then God, in his awesome and infinite wisdom, will turn around and bless you one more time because you knew what to do with the blessings he bestowed upon you. I thank God for the completion of the circle of blessings. I beseech you, therefore, in the name of Jesus, that you go forth today and be a blessing to someone. And when you do, do so on purpose. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.
And the next day when I started breaking it down, he said, that girl gave application, walked through us.